Hello, everybody. Today's date is September 12, 2021. This is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? And today we're going to be talking about working on yourself. And other things, but first, working on yourself. So, if you're somebody who works, you learn about your job, you do your best that you can do, that way you can perform your job right. If you go to school, you study until you learn what you need to learn. You also study to learn a job that you want to do when you grow up or when you already are grown up. So, in life, we all get wrapped up in a whole bunch of stuff. Muck is what I like to call it. And then you actually forget about yourself. Some people get married, they have kids, and then they forgot what they used to do. They just got away from it, and they forget themselves. Some people, as an adult, just forget about themselves, and, you know, they're so wrapped up in X, Y, Z, whatever. You know, however it may be, you hang out with different people, you become different people, you become a different person. Sometimes, not all the time, but still. But actually, when you get older, what you really need to do is put the same effort into yourself that you would put in to a subject you're studying, a job you're learning, or whatever the heck else it is that you want to know. But you need to learn about it, study it, and then try to do it. Weight loss is a perfect example. You didn't get fat overnight. You didn't gain weight overnight. It was done over multitudes of bad eating, maybe not exercising, stress. It's all intertwined, right? So now you want to learn about how to become healthier, how to become fitter, and how to become less stressed. So these are things you should be looking at. You should be studying it. You should be surrounding yourself with it. If every day you wake up and you do the same exact routine that you've done over and over and over and over and over again and it doesn't work, guess what? It still doesn't work. So you have to change something. It could be a minute thing. It could be a big thing. But it can't happen overnight, right? So you have to learn how to pace yourself, how to do it, and don't let anybody tell you anything negative about it. In fact, keep it to yourself until you've accomplished it. Because I find like when I tell people I'm doing something, I get all kinds of negative feedback. A lot of it. It's insane. Like you'll be getting rid of something. Why are you getting rid of all those clothes? Or if you want to do something different, why are you doing something different? Or if you want to eat something different, why are you eating something? You know what I mean? Just do what you got to do. You don't have to talk about it with anybody. Keep it in yourself and just practice to make yourself feel better. If you have too many things, get rid of stuff as well. Because I'll tell you something what I used to do and I've learned very quickly. I did gain a lot of weight, but I saved clothes saying next year I'll be better, next year I'll be better. Guess what? Next year never came, so I got rid of them, right? Because I know for a fact that, one thing, I'll never be as thin as I was in high school. That's many, many moons ago. And, you know, those are just things that won't happen. But what you do also want to do is not beat yourself up. You want to accept yourself for the way you are. And appreciate the challenges that you've overcome. And that's how you should live life every day. Because every day is not going to be a picnic. And every day is not going to be a bed of roses. But you will get through it. And then you'll move on. But that's what you need to do. I have a friend that's notorious for repeating her same actions over and over and over again. And eventually it gets so draining that I don't want to hear it no more. I mean, you can give advice the first 20 times, but then after that, it's like, enough, you know? Like, I feel like I'm not going to call 9 million people and say, like, what's gone wrong in my day, every day. It's too much, right? I don't want to hear it either. And if you have somebody like that in your life, same thing. Just talk about something different. I actually had to stop being friends with somebody because of our political views. I was tired of hearing that foreigners created these problems. After a while, it's too much for me. You know, you try to be patient, you try to be, but then there's just too much. You know? One more other thing I want to talk about, which is pretty interesting. So this whole week I've been seeing dragons in the sky and puddles. Everywhere I look, it's just red. And all of a sudden, like, I'll open something up in email, there'll be a dragon. I'll get a piece of mail, there'll be a dragon. It's just so strange. Don't ask me why, I don't know. So I had to look it up. And basically what it means is to tap into your intuition and hold on to what you see. Now, I know a lot of people feel that they can't see things before they happen or feel things before they happen, but you can. Everybody can. It's just whether or not you acknowledge it. So before I go, I just want to say that, again, put as much effort into you as you put into anything else, because you deserve it. You're very special. You're amazing. And again, sit by yourself and just quiet in a quiet space. Quiet your mind. I'm going to show you how to do a few deep breaths. You ready? Let's take a deep breath. Elbow out. Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out. And one more. Take a deep breath in. And a deep breath out. And this will relax your mind. I'm going to let you go so you can think about what you want to think about. Have an amazing day. I'll see you next week, or talk to you next week. Bye.